This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Are you ready? Take a deep breath, do some stretches, and turn up the volume because it is time for the puzzle. And in case you forgot last week's challenge, here's a refresher from the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Take the name Bronte, B-R-O-N-T-E. Use only these six letters, but repeat them as often as necessary. Spell a familiar six-word phrase. What phrase is it?
Well, more than 3,400 of you figured out the answer. And our randomly selected winner this week is Charlotte Skye of Pebble Beach, California. Congratulations, Charlotte.
Thank you.
So tell us, what was the answer to last week's challenge?
The answer was to be or not to be.
Lovely job. So are you a big Shakespeare buff, or did you use some kind of special strategy to figure this out?
Well, actually, I am a Shakespeare buff, and I usually, if I hear a word that I need to do something with, I put it in a circle, and then sometimes the answers will come a little quicker.
There was also a Bronte sister who was named Charlotte, right?
Yes.
So maybe you had a secret advantage. Okay, well, before we continue, let's welcome the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel. Happy Mother's Day. And congratulations, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Okay, Charlotte, without further ado, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Oh, I think so.
Deep breath.
I'm glad you're there to help in case of brain freeze.
We will tackle it together. Okay, right. Will, bring it on.
Yes, the word mother has a surprising property. If you move the first two letters to the end, you get thermo, which is the prefix for heat. Well, every answer today is another six-letter word that, when you move the first two letters to the end, you get another word or phrase.
Okay, you got that, Charlotte?
I think so.
All right, let's try it.
Number one is join the armed forces, and the second word is pay attention.
Enlist?
Yes. And move E-N to the end, and what do you get?
Okay, let's see. Listen.
Yes.
Listen is right. Very good. Feature on a zebra.
Stripe.
And, yeah, and most ready to pick as fruit.
Let's see. Ripest.
Ripest is it.
Good.
To maintain as principles. And armed robbery.
To maintain.
Maintain as principles. You blank your principles.
Stand by.
It has to be six letters.
Right. Or go about it from the end. What's an armed robbery? Either on the street or in a business?
Burglary, an armed robbery.
Hold up?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold up. Okay.
Now move the last two letters to the start.
Uphold.
Uphold is to maintain your principles. Good.
Whew. Okay.
How about a company to a party and Spanish conquistador whose expedition caused the downfall of the Aztecs?
Well, that's Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And easy.
And you often spelled E-S at the end.
Okay. Secort?
Someone takes you to a party.
Escort.
There
escort.
You go.
Escort,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, escort.
Perfect.
Your last one is a double answer. Start with a novelist, Lawrence. Move the first two letters to the end, and you get novelist Hemingway. And move the first two letters of that to the end, and you get a bird, for example.
So Hemingway would be Ernest.
Ernest, yes. Well, if you move the last two letters to the start, you'll get novelist Lawrence. The last two letters of Ernest to the start.
Oh, Ernest to the start. S-T, Stern.
There you got Stern. That's novelist Lawrence. He wrote Tristram Shandy.
Okay,
Stern.
And if you move the first two letters of Ernest to the end, you get?
To the end of which one? Yeah.
To the end of Ernest.
Oh, to the end of Ernest. Okay.
Okay.
That gives us Nestor.
Nestor, there you go, a bird, for example.
Nestor, all right.
You guys did it.
Congratulations, Charlotte, that was great.
Thank you, and to you too.
So for playing the puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Charlotte, before we let you go, tell us what public radio station you listen to.
KAZU.
KAZU in Seaside, California. Charlotte Skye of Pebble Beach, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week, Charlotte. It was fun.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Will, I understand next week you're doing a little traveling, right? You're going to China?
I'll be in Beijing for the Beijing International Sudoku Tournament.
Great.
So we'll be doing the puzzle next week from Beijing.
Fabulous.
Or I will anyway.
I'll be here. You will be in Beijing. So tell us what we have to look forward to. What's the challenge for next week?
Yes, name a state capital, change one of the vowels to another vowel, and say the result phonetically. You will name a revered profession. What is it? So again, a state capital, change one of the vowels to another vowel, say the result phonetically. You will name a revered profession. What profession is it?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we will give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.